As we all know, our Sephardic brethren, whom we love very much, and this, at this time of year, we, I think, admire them greatly, have been at it for a while, but our, Minhag Ashkenaz is that we at least have 4 days of Slichos. There are two distinct explanations for our Minhag, both of which, I think, are relevant tonight. The first one is cited by the Aruch HaShulchan, which is that 10 days are needed to fully prepare for Yom Kippur. So that, in its essence, should be the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the days which are marked by Tefillah, Tshuva, Tzedakah, Tza'aka, and even, ideally, even though this isn't practiced so much, Tainus as well, as we see Kapara for our sins. However, since there are 4 days during which fasting is not advisable, and sometimes actually Aser, both days of Rosh Hashanah, it's a very big debate whether you're even allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some Gaonim say yes, some say no. Common practice is obviously, not to have Tainus. Shabbos Shuvah, typically on Shabbos we wouldn't fast. It's not, prohibited, like a Tainus Chalom, but it wouldn't be the normal method of Oneg Shabbos. And then Erev Yom Kippur, where there's actually a Chiyuv to eat. So because of these 4 days, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we add 4 days prior to Rosh Hashanah. That's the Minhag Ashkenaz. At least 4 days. But we can't experience 10 full days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're not going to take any shortcuts this time of year. This time of year is not the time to say, I guess it's going to come up short. No, we're going to add 4 days. This notion that Slichos prepares us for Yom Kippur, for Kapara, appears to be supported by the Rambam. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, a very famous section, Avo Pish Etzkiyah Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKasav, Remez Yesh Bo. There's a hint, even though, of course, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, we would do it no matter what, but the shofar has a remez, Kilomar, Ur Yeshenim Mishinaschem, Nirdamim Hakitzu Mitir Demaschem, V'chipsu B'maseichem, V'chazru B'tshuva, V'zichru Barachem. Elu HaShokhechem Es HaEmes B'Havalei Hazman, Shogin Kol Shnasam B'Hevel V'Rik, Asher Lo Yoel V'Lo Yatzil, Habitu l'nafshu seichem, heitivu darcheichem aleichem, v'yazov kolechan mikem, darko hara, machshavaso asher lo tova. V'mivnei inyan ze, nagu kol beis Yisrael, laharbos bitzdaka b'maisim tovim, lasok b'tora, lasok b'mitzvos, excuse me, Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim, yeser mikol Hashana, v'nagu kulam lakum b'layla, b'asara yamim elu, l'hispalo b'teknesios, b'dirbe tachanunim v'kibushin, ad sheyeor hayom. So the minhag was, the Rambam says, because of this phenomenon, to get up every night in the middle of the night during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva to prepare for Yom Kippur, to daven in shul, special divrei tachanunim, what we would call slichos, until it was time for shacharis. We're not going to go quite that long, but the idea is preparation for Yom HaKippurim. And so here we are up in the middle of the night in shul. It was part of a process of spiritual arousal, which is meant to culminate on Yom HaKippurim, with their full cleansing, kiva yomaze yechaper aleichem, netareschem mikol chatoseichem, lifnei Hashem titaru. So this is the first approach, preparation for Yom Kippur, kapara. As I mentioned, there's a second explanation for a minimum of 4 days of slichos, which is not about necessarily kapara or preparing for Yom Kippur, but actually it seems much more about preparing for Rosh Hashanah itself, with this emphasis on total commitment to Malchus Shamayim. We know the theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios. We say the bracha, Melech al kol ha'aretz. There's Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros, but Melech is really the critical idea. All of the Minhagim, right? The Baal Shacharis, we know. HaMelech, the beginning. HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. This is actually cited by the Mishnah Berura, this approach. And it concerns the process whereby the korban is examined for 4 days prior to being offered. Halacha known as Bikur Dal Yamim. Earlier tonight, somebody mentioned to me it's actually the Chavetz Chaim's Yortzeit, so it's good to learn a little bit from the Mishnah Berura tonight. So Ve'otam Shekavu Arba Yamim Shekein Matzinu BeKorbanos Shetuunim Bikur Mimum Dalad Yamim Kodem Hakrava Uvechol HaKorbanos BeParshas Pinchas Ksev VeKravtem Ola. Over Rosh Hashanah k'siv va'asisem ola l'lamed shiv Rosh Hashanah ya'asa adam atzmo ki'ilu makrivis atzmo. We become like a korban in Rosh Hashanah, totally devoted to Hashem, kabbalas malchus shemayim V'lachein kavu arba yamim levaker kalmume chataso v'lashuv aleihem. On Rosh Hashanah, we prepare, literally, v'asisemola, to offer ourselves. This certainly appears to be an image from the Akedah of total devotion and commitment to the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. The point is not kapara, per se, but of being ra'oi, fit, to be like a karban ola, to be offered to Hashem. Like the karban, we prepare on Rosh Hashanah to fully dedicate ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Avodas Hashem, to Torah Hashem, and for this we must scrutinize ourselves, our actions, our speech, our thoughts, our emotions, the things we have done, the things that we should have done, but have failed to do. And if we engage in this process seriously over the course of this next week, we have 2 extra days over the minimum, of course, leading to Friday night, then we too can be like an Ola, fully devoted to Malchus Shamayim, prepared to be Ola Bahar Hashem, to coronate the Ribono Shel Olam anew. In such case, we'll be able, less than a week tonight, with the image of the Ola, the Korban, which is Kali Ola Hashem, to be able to recite those words with confidence, Mi Aleh Bahar Hashem, Mi Yakum Mimkom Kocho, who is it fit to ascend the mountain of Hashem, he who is free of sin with his hands and a pure heart, Niki Chapayim Uvar Levav, Asher Lo Nasa L'Shav Nafshi V'Lo Nishba L'Mirma. And so may he whose right hand is extended to all those who seek to return, Yimin Chapshuta L'Kabel Shavim, support us as we begin to climb the spiritual mountain this evening, just the beginning, both to be fully deserving of being in his presence, like an Ola Tmima, as the Mishnah Berurah cited, and also to be fully deserving of forgiveness, of kapara, for our shortcomings, as the Arach HaShulchan cited. May he is described in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim as Keel Rachum V'Chanun, compassionately support us as we seek, on the one hand, forgiveness as we prepare for Yom Kippur, and on the other hand, to prepare ourselves for Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim V'Asisem Ola, to become fitting of being in his presence, no less than the Karban Ola Kadshe Kadashim on the other. We'll begin Slichos in really just a few moments.